From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Bail is set at $25,000 for local rancher Raymond Christie following a five-month investigation into animal cruelty on his land. Authorities who went there Monday found bovine bones and carcasses in and near waterways, as well as areas on the properties where cattle were being contained with little to no feed or grass. During the service of the warrants, personnel found about 250 to 300 deceased cows, some of which Christie had heaped into large piles about 10 feet high near an excavator. Others were located laying in or near waterways. Personnel also found a large number of cows contained in small or insufficient corrals and many malnourished animals. A plan to care for the remaining livestock owned by Christie is still being developed. He faces a slew of charges. In memory of David Josiah Lawson, the city of Arcata will be supporting a safe space for a community dialogue on race coming up on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Members of the community will be coming together in an informal setting to bring awareness to local racial discrimination and to talk about ideas on how the community can make progress and improve. Community members are encouraged to attend and share their ideas. The discussion to be facilitated by Pastor Roger Williams. It'll take place at the D Street Neighborhood Center at 1301 D Street in Arcata. City Council discussed it this week, and discussion ranged from a $10 fee for bocce ball rentals to charging non-city residents a slightly higher fee to take part in sports leagues and use of facilities. Also in the mix, business permits for people selling produce out of trucks on street corners, many of whom don't have business licenses. No concrete decisions were made. The issue will be discussed again at a future meeting. Well, dedicated to helping food insecure students, Humboldt State University's Oh Snap program will receive a $77,000 grant from the California State University. The award will support and help expand Oh Snap services and programs, including food, bulk containers, a peanut butter grinder for the food pantry, a new campus meal donation program that allows students to donate extra J points at the end of each semester. Also, an online thrift store, which incoming freshmen can use to find items donated by students at the end of the year. A committee to address housing and food insecurity issues at HSU as well. The group will also be identifying basic needs goals for the year and will assess whether those goals were met. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.